Okay, so I'm just going to go on record with my predictions today. I'm not going to be able to be watching all the coverage for the event today. So here are my predictions, and I've already tweeted some of them. One, I think there'll be an iPad mini or whatever we've been calling it announced, but I honestly don't think they're going to be calling it the mini. Of course, that was my prediction 20 minutes ago, and then 9 to 5 Mac said that it's confirmed, but I don't know. I think they're going to call it the Nano, so iPad Nano. I also think there'll be an iMac refresh. I think there'll be a design change. I think it'll be a little bit thinner, of course, but I think they're also going to completely change the line and remove spinning hard drives. I think they're going to go all SSD to support the new sleeping features and all that stuff that they're getting in the laptop line. I think that's going to be the direction. I think they're just going to cut out spinning drives. I'm sure it will be a build-to-order option, but I think the standard iMac is going to be all solid state. The next thing, I think the space left by the old iPod Nano is going to be filled with something similar that's a wearable device, that's a Bluetooth device. I think they really don't want to give up that niche that they created with that wearable iPod. Now, of course, they didn't come up with the wristband thing, but they embraced it, you know, adding the clock faces and all those kind of things. I really think that that's something they're going to add today. I think they're going to announce something like that. I think it's totally out of left field. No one's prepared for that, and I just see that there is a hole for that, because I think they know that they had a hit, and I think they want to expand on that. I think it will be a great complement to the iPhone. I think it'll be a Bluetooth connected device that you can wear on your wrist that will be able to show you your notifications for when your phone's in your pocket and you just want to see who's calling, see if it's worth getting out or getting it out of your wallet. Out of your purse. So I think it's going to be something like that, you know, close to the Dick Tracy kind of thing. But anyway, there's that. I really think that's going to be the sleeper device for the day. I'm trying to remember what the other one was. I think the new iTunes will be released today. And I also think that along with that, there'll be an Apple TV software, either refresh, like an update to support the iTunes, new iTunes, which, you know, that's kind of inevitable. But I think there's going to be a facelift and added features to the Apple TV today. Because I think they're wanting to push that. And I think they're going to have some surprise features in iTunes. And I think they're really going to focus on the Apple TV being that central hub that is in your entertainment center. So those are my predictions for the day. I really wish I could tweet along, but I've got to teach today, so I'm not going to be able to see what's happening until after it's all done. So we'll see how close I got. If you have any comments on this, I'd love to see them. Please tweet me back on Twitter at SamBassman. And let me know what your thoughts are or how wrong I was. I'll be happy to hear the conversation and join in with you. Anyway, enjoy the day. It's always a treat when we get to hear what Apple's going to do for us. And have a good one.